you think it's just
it comes with the territory. As we all know, that's a position that gets too much of the credit and too much of the blame a lot of times. And it comes with the territory. I've been in Philadelphia for so many years. There's always something going on with Donovan, for whatever reason. So I'm used to having the cameras talking to the quarterbacks all the time.
Probably stunned, somebody would say Tim's number four.
He'll continue to battle out. That competition is what this game is all about. And you're not going to always have your best games, every week, but you go out and put the best foot forward, and he's going to continue to do that. And all those guys are going to continue to do that. And everybody want to jump on Tim. It's not just Tim. All those guys are doing the same thing, trying to put their best foot forward and learn the game as they go.
How happy are you what you've seen from the defense so far?
We're building. We started off at the right place. Everybody running to the ball, getting to the ball with an attitude. And, we're not the only defense that is saying that. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it on a consistent basis. So we got to continue to do those things on a consistent basis and see where we end up.
Are you worried that what happened last week might take away some of Raheem's aggressiveness? And what's your advice to a young safety after a play like that?
Continue to play your game. Just lower your target just a little bit and play football. Those things are going to happen from time to time. He knows. I've already told him that I got hit with a $50,000 fine for that same type of a hit. Full speed, running full speed is one thing to have to be able to play in a slow motion and hit somebody, and it's another thing running full speed and hit somebody who's a moving target that's going to duck at some point. So you got to play your game and make the decisions as you go.
Is it realistic, and we don't know, you do, that you can go full speed and lower your target a little bit? Is that a realistic thing
you can lower your target. The problem is if he lowers his head as you lower your target, you can't at the last second lower your target. You live a little more as you see him lower his head because you're not looking at his head anymore. You're trying to hit him in a specific area, and if he ducks at the last second, and you then hit him helmet to helmet again. So it's just one of those tough dynamics that usually the back end guys have to face, and it's usually the safeties that we have to deal with that thing over and over again. But again, you have to go out and play this game a certain way, and that's full speed and make decisions as you go.
Why does Andre Goodman fly under the radar? I mean, you got Champ on one side, people love talking about
you. Just said it.
Is that really what it is?
You got Champ on one side. Yes, absolutely. When you have a guy that's done what he's done for so long and been at the top of his game for as long as he's been there consistently, you're going to talk about Champ. And, that's no slight on Dre at all. We know what good he brings to the table. I know what I have when he lines up outside, and that's complete and total confidence for me that he's going to get the job done. But on the other side, you have Champ. So that's it is what it is in that sense.